嘿、hey, 大家好，欢迎收听这一期的早安英文。 I'm Alan.
And this is TJ, and I am feeling just so sexy.
You're right?
Oh, I'm absolutely alright.
So what makes Americans think he is so sexy? Why Americans are so open?
Well, what makes this American think he's sexy is because it's the truth. But that's what we're going to talk about today.Why are Americans so open?
OK, 这就是我们今天要聊的话题。在我们的印象里面呢，西方人特别是美国人是特别特别开放的。在中国呢，可能有时候我们会抗拒在公众场合接吻，或者说拥抱，或者说做一些其他的亲密的动作，或者以及语言。但是在美国或者说其他的一些西方国家，朋友之间、亲人间的亲吻，或者说一些亲密的话语是非常非常常见的。So TJ, what makes Americans so open?
Alan, I think with any culture, it's got to do with the media. You know, it's got to do with the movies, the music, the books, the TV shows, you know, whatever, and whatever is contained within these outlets.
我问 TJ, 我说是什么东西，到底是什么一些事情使美国人这么开放的？他说可能大多数原因可能是因为这个媒体的影响，比如说电影啊、音乐啊、书啊，这样一些东西会有很多潜移默化的影响。 Okay, okay, I understand. But have you ever seen the Transformers movies?
Yes, I have. Who has not seen the Transformers movies, really?
Girls, they are so sexy.
Stop it. Oh my god, Megan Fox...She's my wife, and she doesn't know it.
我问 TJ 他有没有看过变形金刚这一部电影，因为里面的女主实在是太漂亮了。TJ 更加的狂妄，他说梅根福克斯就是他的太太，只是梅根福克斯自己不知道而已。
Speaking of my wife, Megan Fox, you'll notice in the movies, she's not the, you know, cute little girly thing. No, sexy is cool, tough, independent.You know, that kind of thing. She was actually a Victoria's Secret model.
梅根福克斯呢，她不是我们传统意义上来讲那种，或者说现在特别热衷、特别受到推崇那种可爱的女孩。她是一个性感、独立，然后你觉得就是很硬，这个姑娘会有无限的吸引力，这种并不是一个乖乖女，然后做一个 kissy face or dog face.
Exactly, the cutie cute.
会给你比个耶、yeah, 或者说给你比个嘟嘟嘴这样的女生，她是一个真的是 很有魅力的女孩子，而且注意，请注意，她还是维多利亚秘密的 showgirl。 今天 Alan 和 TJ 聊的话题呢是美国为什么这么开放。如果你想获取更多有趣又实用的中英双语节目以及英文学习笔记的话，请微信搜索关注早安英文。 I've noticed that in rap music, there's a huge focus on sex.
I mean, well, that's one of rap's music, and I'm not a rap fan, but I've noticed that's one of rap's main contributors. You know, rap is about the hardships and the violence and the drugs and the money and the sex, that the women, that's it.
我问 TJ, 我说我注意到啊，在很多的说唱乐里面很多都是跟性相关的话题，然后他说当然了，这就是 rap music, 说唱音乐的主旋律，他们里面就包含着这样一些，比如说毒品啦、性、暴力等等一系列这些东西，所以我想这也是使美国比较开放的一个原因之一，因为音乐对人是有着巨大的深远的影响力的。刚才我们讲到了一个很棒的词啊，叫做 hardship. DJ, could you explain it?
Oh, sure. Hardship. A hardship is any difficult situation in one's life. So, say that I was younger and I was in Australia and I was attacked by a kangaroo. That would be a hardship.
Okay, hardship, 它的意思就是说你人生中的一些困苦的时光、困难的日子、不幸的事件。TJ 举了一个例子，他讲如果你的小的时候在澳大利亚被一只袋鼠袭击了，这个就可以叫做是你的 hardship。 我们一起来拼写一下 HARDSHIP hardship。 在我们中国的传统文化里啊，通常会觉得一个女生或者说一个男生恋爱了然后就结婚了，不要有太多的牵扯纠缠，不会去找了10个男女朋友这样子，我觉得在中国的文化里是不太认可的，他会觉得这个人 有点问题，但是在美国呢，至少在我们的印象里，经常会有一个人有好多好多的男朋友，或者说有好多好多的女朋友。让我们一起来问问 TJ 看看。TJ, you know,in China, boys and girls will get married after some time, but in states, like what I've heard,what we've heard,I mean, our Chinese, what we've heard, boys and girls will date a lot of people.
Well, yeah, that's the idea. That's the dream. I mean, boys and girls are going to want to date around. I mean, if you're a 400-pound woman with a mustache, you're probably not going to be dating a lot of different people.
他说在美国也还是要分人看的，如果你很重很胖啊，他有点歧视了，讨厌啊。但是是一个事实啊，如果说你不太形象不是那么好，然后一个女生长了一个络腮胡的话，那样子你是没有和很多人约会的机会的。
But you've seen the Twilight movies, right? Twilight
暮光之城这样一部电影。
Yeah, the vampires and the werewolves and whatnot. The girl in that movie, what was her name?
I don't know.
I think it was Bella.
Okay.
Yeah, Bella. You'll see Bella, you know, she's bouncing around between this guy and this other guy. And, you know, we kind of see that as a believable thing.
在暮光之城里面，女主 Bella 也会在不同的男人之间来游离。
Now, the movie, or I'm sorry, the TV show,
yep.
Supernatural.
Yeah. Supernatural, 这个它是一个 TV show, 我们之前也讲过邪恶力量，就是两兄弟在美国打怪。
There's the guy, Dean, in that show, and he's having the hanky-panky with lots of different women.
里面有一个人叫做 Dean,然后他有好多好多好多的女朋友。
It goes back to what we think is cool, and I think since the beginning of time, it has been cool for a guy to have a lot of different girls.
他觉得在很久以前，美国人就会认为，一个男生有很多女朋友是一件蛮酷的事情。到底什么是酷呢？So TJ, what is cool anyway?
Cool is having sex with a lot of different women. No, don't do that. Boys, be good to your girls. Don't do that. I think what is cool is whatever's popular at the moment.
All right.
You know, whatever is accepted as fun and interesting enough to continue forward in time, I think that's what we see as cool.
我问他到底什么是叫做酷呢？他说酷可能在不同的时代会有不同的酷。不管什么东西，当代人觉得是很有趣的，愿意不停地把它传播或者持续地做下去，这个事情就是一件很酷的事情。
But cool is also subjective. What someone might think is really cool, I may not think is cool.
酷这个东西也是很主观的，有一些别人认为很酷的事情，也许你不认为酷，他们觉得不酷的事情，你觉得特别的酷。我们刚才已经谈到了，美国的书籍、音乐还有电影都使得美国人更加的开放，但是我想应该还会有其他的一些什么原因吧。Can't just be music and movies that make Americans so open. There has to be something...different, right?
Well,
something worse.
Well, of course. I mean, the peer pressure alone. You know, peer pressure, right?
Peer pressure 讲的是什么？周围的人给你带来的一些压力，它也会使你更加的开放。
I mean, you've got everybody wants to be a part of a group. Everybody wants to be accepted into a group. And when you have your classmates telling you that smoking, for example, is cool, that's what the cool kids do, that's what is in the movies...And you want to be a part of that, then you're going to wind up smoking too.
Oh, I see what you mean. TJ 讲，就周围的人对你的影响像什么呢？就像如果周围的人都觉得抽烟是一件特别酷的事情的话，那么如果你希望融入这样一个集体，你可能也会去抽烟，这样子可能更容易得到周围一些人的认可。在中国我想也是一样的，很多青少年小的时候抽烟，并不是他真的喜欢抽啊，只是他觉得周围的人觉得是一个很酷很棒的事情，那么我想成为他们的一份子，人是社会中的人嘛，那么我可能也需要或者说会促使我去做这样一件事情。
Well, I think that does it for this episode. I have a question for everybody. It's okay to ask.
Sure.
I, as an American, am just as open as any other American, but what about our listeners? Do you consider yourself a little more open, someone like American?Or are you more of a traditional type?
好，今天的节目到这里呢，就差不多结束了。在最后 ,TJ 想问我们的听众朋友们一个问题，就是你觉得你自己是一个开放的人呢，像美国人一样，还是说你觉得你是一个传统 比较保守的中国人呢？欢迎你们在我们的评论里告诉我们你们的答案。